one out first.
I know it. You need help? Good talking. I'll be right there.
On a bitterly cold winter day, Leslie Lawson helps her tiny students off the school bus. These 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds are far from average preschoolers. Instead of play clothes, they come in party dresses, makeup, suits, and ties, because their parents believe school is very important. Most of them are Burmese immigrants. This is the first time anyone in their family has had a chance to go to school. They're in this program because they have lead poisoning. Lawson says when the kids first arrived in her classroom, the combination of their cultural upbringing and the effects of the lead put them significantly behind the developmental level of other kids their age.
The first 3 weeks I had them, they stood there. They just stood on the carpet and looked at it, looked at the stuff. So they didn't know how to play. Now what I see is, because I have taught them how to play and they do have some language, that they are sitting and they're actually playing.
In the U.S., most kids get lead poisoning when they're exposed to dust from old lead paint. But most of these kids were poisoned when they were given Da Twe and Da Kin, two traditional Burmese medicines with high lead levels used to ease small children's tummy aches. Luane Haggerty with the Allen County Health Department notes that lead exposure through food and medicine is not uncommon outside the United States.
It's the same way as like the Mexican candy. Some of the Mexican candies that have been identified with lead in them. And here in the United States, there are precautions put in place to protect children, but when they're manufactured overseas, those same precautions aren't in place, so children are able to be exposed that way.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that many indigenous medicines from East Indian, Middle Eastern, Western Asian, and Hispanic cultures also contain high levels of lead. And children adopted from China, Guatemala, Romania, Russia, and South Korea often enter the country with extremely high blood lead levels. Back in Leslie Lawson's classroom, the first lesson of the day is starting. Both morning and afternoon classes begin with a review of hygiene rules. Many of these children were born in refugee camps, and running water is a new and delightful amenity.
What are we going to do first?
Play.
And then?
Lawson uses a lot of visual materials like flashcards and posters on the wall to get the kids talking. And there's an interpreter in the classroom to help out with some of the more challenging concepts. Amy Hesting, a registered environmental health specialist with the health department, explains that speech is one of the easiest ways to assess to what degree lead poisoning has affected a child's development.
The problem with the Burmese population is we don't know if they have a speech problem. It's very difficult to assess since we don't speak Burmese.
Studies have shown that kids with learning disabilities learn more quickly from peers than their teachers. So, each class includes a few native English-speaking preschoolers as well. Ma Wee came to Fort Wayne, home of one of the largest Burmese communities outside Southeast Asia, 2 years ago. She says her 3.5-year-old daughter loves her new school.
And she feels happy and she wakes up really early every morning and she's ready to go to school.
Do you like school?
School.
School? Yes.
Yes.
Is school fun?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing at school?
Food.
Eating is actually a very important part of these kids' day. One of the effects of lead poisoning is loss of appetite. Lawson says that several of her 5-year-old students weigh less than 10 kilograms.
Because of that, they have very short attention span compared to the normal kids at their age. And that affects their processing. And then they don't process and they don't comprehend. So that, you know, there's many things across the board that they have trouble with.
Lawson prepares nutritionally rich shakes for the kids during snack time and tries to make eating fun by using games. She also sends information about good nutrition home to parents to help neutralize some of the effects of lead. There is no known cure for lead poisoning. In severe cases, children may undergo chelation therapy to clean their blood. But once they've been exposed to lead, they will always have it in their bodies. Some may have lifelong learning disabilities. Others may not be affected in any significant way. Ma Wee says, whatever the outcome, she's just happy that her daughter has such a wonderful opportunity.
All I want
is I want my child to be safe and to learn a lot, especially English. So that's all I want.
I'm Erica Celeste for VOA News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.